This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Total Information AM on 104.1 FM KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Hundreds of National Guard troops could roll into Chicago as soon as today. Texas Governor Greg Abbott posted a photo on social media showing Guard members boarding a military transport plane carrying clear riot shields. Illinois followed California and Oregon in filing lawsuits to stop President Trump from deploying the National Guard. In studio, Anders Walker, professor at the St. Louis University School of Law. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Now, I have to note that in the Oregon situation, a judge said, no, you can't do this. In Illinois, the judge in this region said, we're going to let this go ahead. What's the difference there?
Well, the president can order in the National Guard or actual military troops whenever the president sees it fit.
So when you say sees it fit, what are the guidelines or even the restrictions there on when and how this can happen?
There are very few guidelines, very few restrictions. It's up to the president. If the president feels like people are not safe, then the president can order in troops.
Now, it's my understanding that currently what the White House is using is Section 12405 or 6 of Title 10 of the U.S. Code. What does that allow?
Well, it allows the president to send in troops. This is nothing new. It's happened many times, and people have just forgotten how many times. Dwight Eisenhower sent in the 101st Airborne to Little Rock, Arkansas, to protect 9 African-American children who were integrating Central High School. John F. Kennedy sent in troops to protect Freedom Riders in 1963 in Alabama. And Lyndon Johnson sent in troops in 1965 to protect marchers who were going from Selma to Montgomery. The governors of these states were not happy, but they acknowledged the president's authority.
When we look at this situation, I think a lot of people are looking at some of the language that's contained in those laws, thinking about there's language about repelling an invasion or suppressing a rebellion. And I think people are trying to say this doesn't qualify as that.
It doesn't have to. If the president feels like citizens could be harmed by anybody, the president can send in troops.
Does Congress have any role in this?
Not really. Congress declares war, but we're not talking about war. We're talking about executive measures to ensure safety. And that's what Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Johnson all did in the 1950s and 60s.
What about the ruling in Los Angeles, where a court found that the use of soldiers was improper?
That federal judge needs a history lesson.
Really?
Yeah.
So why?
Everybody forgets. Presidents have done this for decades. President Hayes, President Cleveland both sent in troops to put down strikes. President Hoover sent in troops to Washington, D.C. to clear the National Mall of veterans who were protesting not being paid for their service in World War I. There are no federal causes of action that can stop the president from sending in troops. These judges have lost their way.
How do you think this will end up in front of the Supreme Court, as other actions of the White House have?
Well, it might, and the Supreme Court should affirm the president's decision.
What about the Insurrection Act? The president was asked yesterday by a reporter whether he would invoke the Insurrection Act. Are there different conditions that would have to be met to invoke that act?
Well, the president might need a history lesson as well. The president does not need to invoke the Insurrection Act. We're not talking about insurrection. We're talking about public safety. That's why Eisenhower sent in the 101st Airborne to protect 9 children. There was no insurrection. They were just not safe. There were white crowds trying to stop them from integrating Central High School. So everybody needs to read American history.
So beyond that, though, could people look at what's happening with protests in Chicago near the Broadview ICE facility and say that that is coming close to an insurrection?
Well, people can say whatever they want. The number one problem the White House might confront is what happened at Kent State in the 60s, where National Guardsmen who were called out by the governor ended up shooting students. That could lead to a major political blow up. And that's really the only problem that the White House faces. A major incident where voters say, we're tired of this. We want somebody else in charge.
Now, it's interesting. I was listening to an interview with the former head of the Illinois National Guard. He's not been in that position for about a decade, but he basically did not feel that what's happening right now in this country rises to the level of civil disturbance that would require use of National Guard.
Well, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but that doesn't mean the president can't do it.
So are there any ways that states can continue to legally challenge this move?
They can organize voters. They can try to get people to come out to the polls and elect a new president. That's the only thing people can do. If the president thinks there's a need for troops, that's his call.
So the next question then is, if we have individuals that are protesting and they are approached by the National Guard, what are your rights as a citizen of the United States to assemble and protest?
Well, everyone has a right to protest peacefully on sidewalks and in parks. And certainly, if people are protesting peacefully and they're not attacking the guards, provoking the guards, threatening them, then they do have First Amendment rights. And if they are put under arrest, they can call a lawyer and file a cause of action to be released.
All right. Thank you very much. Really appreciate your time this morning. That is Anders Walker, professor at the St. Louis University School of Law, joining us this morning on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.